Children like slides. Like, you know, do you like to play on slides, Ron? Even the adults, when they have children, like slides. So now we'll see some slides. Obviously. But this, I don't know if we should see them all, but a few different things to show. First, the first one. This will have to start this guy. So this is going to work. Open media. It's not working. Oh yes, it's working wonderfully. Well, it doesn't. It's not playing the. But you have to play lively Vrindavan music, okay? Can you do it? Okay. Have you been to Vrindavan? So you'll have to try very hard. Let's see if I can get the right one here. This is just, see if we're going to walk in the right direction. What works? Oh, yes. Okay, you ladies. Out to the fields. Now, this, there was a time, yeah, play that melody. Good ear, good heart. This is on in between Varshana and Govardhan, the ladies had just cut out of the fields. See how strong and healthy they are from doing these things. And what's going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to that? All the, probably what they call busha, yes.
Cut into pieces.
Huh?
Cut into the cows. They won't dry for the cow.
They won't dry it.
No.
To cut it, to have this machine.
Yes.
When it's hand, it's like that. But when they have a very
motor,
they have a gently motor, electric motor, and then it makes that sound. And it's just very simple. And they feed the cows milk. Excuse me. They feed the people milk, and they fill the cows with grass. But the only problem is that many years ago, that I was growing wheatgrass. So whenever I look at these, I get hungry. And notice also, what else do you notice that's interesting about this photo?
Cow dung.
Cow dung. What's interesting about cow dung? Name one thing that it's good for.
Fuel.
What do you burn it, and then what do you do with it then? Because then you burn it, it's fuel, and you have a fire. Then what do you do next?
Cook.
You cook chapatis, and I've heard chapatis cooked on cow dung fires are the best. And any food cooked on a cow dung fire is the best. And what else do you do with it?
You build small
house. But that's the protector cow dung, right? Put the cow dung patties in place. So they're all drying. So this something that it's such an ecosystem. So the cow is so valuable. What else do you notice about the photo? Thank you. Excuse me? The electrical pole. Now we already knew that nothing in Vrindavan is straight. Now we also know that the electric poles aren't straight too. But notice how straight the ladies stand. They start training the ladies when they're not ladies, but the little, even younger than Ravan, they have them going to the wells with an empty pot, basically. Just practice it with no weight and then they become stronger and become expert. And then these ladies can also probably carry it without using their hands, even their sense of balance is so good. Yes, very special. Simple living. This is the town of Rajasthan. It's sort of like ordinary life. Seems it's so simple and so amazing. How many people do you see?
Three.
Four.
Four, yes. And how many stairs do you see?
Four.
One, two, three. And how many? But just people go on. There's young people, there's old people. And everyone knows each other. But Bhashana, of all the places in Vrindavan that I've seen, the people are very sweet and very happy. And they don't all try to just grab money from the business. Very self-satisfied due to the mercy of Srimati Radharani. But village life can also be very difficult. Well, is it a boy or a girl? What do you think? All those who think it's a boy, raise your hand. All those who think it's a girl, raise your hand.
It's a girl.
I thought it was a boy when I saw him. Yeah, must be a boy because he's wearing that jacket. Girls talk, but it has pink in it. But anyway, his mother was pushing him forward. And immediately, even the little children, they learn to fold their hands respectfully. And also the people in Bhashan, that's so beautiful. This is a local. What is he selling?
Puri.
And then they, and also what else? Eggplants. So they grow them, so the people, the farmers bring them in and they sell them, and the people, they sell them. Every morning there's a market in Vrindavan. And everyone in Bhashana, everywhere, you get fresh, garden fresh vegetables. And the people love to get their photos taken. At least they don't mind, at least they tolerate it. And there is no exception. Except Jivala. and this is one of the houses that the huts. I've seen these are quite big cattle paddies, and so they store them, and then they break a piece of the wall down, and then they take them out for the daily use. But in different places in India, everywhere in India, in villages they do this. But what differs is the shape of the huts that they put them in, and the kind of decorations they put on around them. They're always decorated, and also the size of the cow dung paddies differs in different places. All the huts. I think these huts are also in Varshana. It's just so natural. And they're not built to last forever, because nothing lasts forever. But these at least must store grain. I became enamored in this visit of these huts. You might see a lot of hut photos. Let's see, I'm not sure what Google put in. How many huts are there? Oops. And behind is Varshana. This is, of course, taken on the Prakramal in Varshana. And there's the. Who knows what this temple is called?
Ashoka.
Huh? Yeah, but what's the temple? Well, usually it's called the Jaipurma. There's the Sriji Mandir, which is the main temple. And the Sriji Mandir is in UP. And then, because the border between Rajasthan and UP goes through so much of Raja. The Jaipur temple, which is very, very close, a few hundred meters away, is in Rajasthan. So they built this temple, which at one point was much more opulent than the Sriji temple. The king of Jaipur, I believe, or somewhere in Rajasthan, he built this beautiful temple on the hill, and the plan was to move the deities to this more beautiful temple. And it's really beautiful, really decorated nicely, intricately carved, and but it's in Rajasthan. And at one point, some of the pujaris had a dream in the Sriji Mandir, and which you're not allowed to take photos of, you put it inside. And the deities in the dream said they didn't want to move. Maybe they wanted to stay in Uttar Pradesh, I don't know. But anyway, the deities never moved. And when you see the Jaipur Rajasthan temple, there's always what's there that you don't expect. Huge beehives.
Yes.
And usually the bees.
A lot
And usually the bees are quite peaceful. But if they decide that they don't like you, there's a lot of them. And one has to be very fast. Yes, more hut photos. Aren't they, John?
Any explanation for the bees?
Yes. Why do bees go to a place to gather honey? So what? It's so shy, it's so sweet. We're on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is a bird on a rock behind, in front of a tree. And he's obviously waiting for Krishna and Srimati Radharani to come down for their morning walk and their pastimes. And you can see, if you look very closely, you can see he's performing austerities, standing only on one leg. Having taken a vow that I will stand on one leg until Krishna is Srimati. The birds in Vashana are very special. This is, who knows where this is? This is the Sankarikor. This is a very, very special, sweet place, because there's a, I don't think I have any pictures that show the whole thing. Are there any included in there? Where the, where did it, or was it interesting? What other, did any get included of the holes? Makes it clearer what it is? No. Okay, so there's rocks on this side, and you can see that, and rocks on this side, and to get from one part of Barsana to the other, you have to walk through this thin, what, a cavern. What was that what you called? Cavern? Gopal. Pandit-ji. You have to walk between the two sides of the cliffs, and so many wonderful pastimes between of Krishna and Radharani took place there. One time, Krishna would, when the gopis would be going through carrying milk pots on their heads, so Krishna would bother them and ask for milk, and he would tease them, and he's blocking the way so they couldn't get past. So they decided to gang up on Krishna. Can you make this a little louder? This works. I think this is okay. And then, so they, all the gopis, like hundreds of gopis, they surrounded Krishna. And then they wanted Krishna to see what it felt like, because he was always giving them trouble. So they dressed, they put a sari around him, and they put big pots of yogurt on his head, and then they teased him, and then they broke the pot so the yogurt fell on his head. And in this way, everyone was laughing and enjoying the pastimes of Vashana. So this place, everyone loves this place. And this place is called Garbhavan, and also called Krishna Kut. So there are different pastimes, not specific pastimes, but some that take place. And this is at the bottom of the... Rajan, have you seen this place? Yes, almost everyone. Wonderful pastimes. Everything in Bhashan is so sweet. To the fields again. Oh, look, what's that? Can you see?
No, it's not cows.
What are they then? Horses?
Look,
elephants?
Blue cows?
Monkeys? What are they? They're blue cows. But the interesting thing is they're called Nilgai, blue cows. But they're not blue and they're not cows. But these, when they're this color, that means that they're young. And they're such interesting creatures. Because they're very, very shy and very curious at the same time. So they get caught because they want to run away and they want to find out what you're looking at, because they don't know who you are. So they just stand and look at you for a really long time. And then if one starts running, then they all start running. So this was just before they all ran. Are there any blue cows here?
No.
Oh. What to do? They're actually some kind of antelopes. But they're so interesting because they sort of have the shape of almost like horses. Their bodies are like horses. You can't hear? Can you hear? Such a nice melody. And they have faces like deer. Something like cows and tails like horses. Interesting. It's very sweet and peaceful atmosphere. He was in Barsham and he didn't mind that I took his foot. Oh, he was, yeah, he was cut out of the car and he, by his, where he was living, he was a farmer. And he was very happy with it. So let me just wander around a little bit. What do you think when you see this one? Do you see the electric wires in the background? Huh?
High voltage.
High, very high voltage. That's to remind us that Vrindavan is a very powerful place. High voltage, if you want to make spiritual advancement. It also has secondary functions of bringing electricity. Well, with Donald, sometimes you see trees growing out of the young children. three young Vaishnava girls coming to school. So in Israel, do the children wear uniforms? No. Did any of you, when you went to school, wear uniforms?
Yes.
Do you know how much anxiety you save if you have to wear a school uniform? No one wants to do it. So much anxiety. Now, you see the girl who's on the right over here, you notice? She has her mouth very close because somehow or another when you take photos, they have the idea that you shouldn't show your teeth. So there, a lot of, especially the girls, look this. Okay, what's there? Three cabbages. Cucumbers? What is that? Are those cucumbers? What is that?
Yes.
There are three cucumbers.
Lemons.
Lemu. There's some roots over there. The rest of the cauliflower. So the winter is a really good season for vegetables. And in the summer, there's only one vegetable. Do you know what it is? It's Loki squash. Do you like Loki squash?
Yeah.
Loki squash, it's one of my favorite vegetables for the first week. And then the second week, and then there's the third week, and then there's the fourth week, and then there's the fifth week, and then there's the sixth week. Very ear oriented. This one's very serious, isn't it? Such a young calf. This gentleman. He's making like puris, like this, without rolling them. So I asked him if he would let me take a photograph of him making them. And he did. And there it is. You can see it. Over there.
Not like a choice.
Huh?
Not like a choice.
Could be. This part he was done, so I'm doing. I don't know if he had any. I think that's the dough patty. That's what that is. Do you know how to make? What's that? How will you ever live in Vrindavan? Okay. He looks naughty, doesn't he? It's well taken care of. Very simple. One in three. Ashwata tree. A local barber. You know why barbers in Vrindavan are so advanced? Does anyone know? There's so much hair, yes. That could be one reason, but I was thinking of something else. But if I tell you, you won't get it. Because they do a lot of Vaishnava seva. See? You don't get it, I told you. Someone will explain it later. Seva means, there's a word in Sanskrit, seva means serving. And Vaishnava means the devotees. So in English, of course, seva means saving. So we made a plan. I see, you got it. That's pretty funny, huh? Deepak, what does it say? What's the name of it? Deepak something. Deepak something.
Yeah.
That's Deepak.
Yeah.
I mean, very simple. Just, you know, you make some rupees every day. You live your life.
Hairdresser. Deepak hairdresser.
Deepak hairdresser. And it's hairdresser in Hindi.
Yeah.
Lassi maker or a yogurt seller, dahi seller, happy, peaceful.
Well, he's doing the lassi and the.
Yeah,
mixing.
Like this, yeah. But yeah, they just, you know, it actually works to have these little pieces of wood with a little thing at the bottom. You just go like this. You don't need electricity, you don't need to buy a blender. You just get this piece of wood thing and go like this, and it turns it. And it's tasteful. Yogurt. Very simple. Oh, I think this is the one. Yeah, this was he had a little stall on the stairs going to the temple. There's the temple on the hill. Where Srimati Radharani resides is Shriji. One, two, three. Yes? Go up three? Okay. What are they doing? Just waiting. Just waiting. When will the day come when I will be able to serve? Waited the longest. Because birds tend to fly away very quickly. Oh. One, two,
three.
Oh, yeah, that's in the sky. But how do they do it? They just, you know, they just. Japa retreats, we used to chant up there. Has anyone attended a Japa retreat where we chanted there up in Balasana? very sweet. And one time, this is where Radharani went, she was this little girl. So she was playing up there with her friends. And suddenly there was a dust storm. And Krishna appeared. So when there's a dust storm, everyone was closing their eyes. And when everyone had their eyes closed, Krishna came and gave Srimati Radharani a kiss on her cheek. And in the back you can see the village of Uchagan, where Lalita is baby. So all the friends of Srimati Radharani in the villages, surrounding villages, that's where they grew up and they would play. Going up the stairs. That's actually a tree where people have tied different ribbons on as they make their prayers. Even the trees are very special. So people go up and people go down. When there's so much devotion, the people have so much devotion. When they sing, it's really, they're singing, there's so much devotion. It's filled, it's imbued with so much devotion. Here are two elderly people who are either they're waiting to go up the stairs because it's quite a long climb, or they've just come down. What do you think? They're waiting to go up, or they've just come down?
No, they took off the shoes because they got tired.
Right, but are they tired when they're coming down or they're going up?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Huh?
You came down.
Okay.
To refresh their legs
after long. There's a definitive conclusion there. But they look quite thoughtful and tired at the same time. Stairs going up. There's so many sets of stairs, so this is the last set of stairs to the temple itself. And the view of the town of Varshana, the distant. And everyone in Vrindavan, they mostly say, Hare Krishna or Jai Sri Krishna or Radhe Shyam or Jai Sri Radhe or Radhe Radhe, all over Vrindavan, but here they just say Radhe Radhe, hoping for the compassionate nature of Krishna, compassionate aspect of Krishna, for the mercy she offered. Detail in it, it evokes so much more feelings and emotion than the flat modern buildings that have no decorations on them. Because everything is done with machines, so it can't be ornate. People take advantage of the cooling shade and the heat there. The town of Varshana spreading on the left, it goes all around this way. But only a few thousand people live there. And in the distance, and it seems like we're not here. the last scar. Steps. Going up the steps. This is a what? Rama, what are these called? What is that? Sundari, what is that? What? Do you like monkeys? Not sure. Rama, yes.
Monkey is the only word in India that was planted into Hebrew. Kapi and Kof.
What?
Kapi.
Kapi.
In Sanskrit, it's Kof in Hebrew. That's the only word that...
Oh, okay, but the word monkey didn't transfer. Because that's just confusing. So Kapi is...
Kof.
Kof. So there are monkeys in... But there are no monkeys. What happened to all the monkeys?
Cough remedy.
Yeah, yeah, right. That means that's the end, yeah? Hare Krishna is the beginning and the end, both. But that's not the end of what I wanted to do. Now the second. But I wanted to go to Varsana first, and then after going to Varsana, I wanted to show you something, but there's a funny part of it, and then we'll go back to Vrindavan. I would like to show you a little bit something about the preaching in China. A few years ago I showed something about preaching, but I'd like to show something else. And there's from the last time I visited China, and you may be very surprised by this, even though Krishna consciousness is quite it's illegal basically in China, which is all temples or anything like that, but still there are thousands of devotees in China. So in the early days of the preaching, this was really starting this. Krishna Maharaj, by the direct order of Prabhupada and His Holiness Sri Hari Swami and Nisringa Maharaj, Swami Nisringa Maharaj, and so Saint Kirtan Prabhu and Krishna Baladev Prabhu, and quite a few devotees have done that in going in, and the devotees take their risks and things like that. So. but there's a little bit of a problem with this slideshow, is that I'm in it. So don't mind that part. A seed begins to sprout. A little more. That's the Chinese word. Yes, yes.
This is Kirtan in China?
Yes, by Chinese devotees. Very modern. This is in Shanghai. We'll visit two cities. This is Shanghai. This is what Paris will look like in 4 years. Everyone's so up to date, they have dogs even. And the problem when you're living in an apartment like this is where you're going to hang your laundry. Always. In one of the many small apartments, devotees gather and view the slideshow of the Sacred Indian Gallery at Perth. So I had with me the gallery slideshow. So this one devotee decided. This is Gopi Priya, disciple of Lord Krishna, that she had visited us in Perth. So just look how fascinated. A little louder. Okay. thinking at this point is 100% Mataji. So she's explaining everything to them. All the different exhibits in the gallery. That's what I'm doing. Not so bad. They call Shanghai 24 and Raja the secret code for Beijing. It's a huge warehouse. It looks like a future prison a little bit. So this is actually in an industrial area actually in Beijing. It's very, very modern. Mostly they have a lot of electric vehicles and very fancy. But still, very crowded apartments. It's 1.3 billion people.
They've got monkeys there because it's...
To keep the monkeys out? So this is a japa. Cages around it to keep intruders out. So this is in a temple that's not a temple, really. And I'm giving the sankara japa. That's just what I get here. That's one Russian devotee who's coming. He's come, but he's been in China for years and he spoke fluent Chinese. But look how seriously they're chanting. I'd say the same thing. Just try to hear one mantra and someone who can't say the same. To be a restaurant for the devotees. Rent it and renovate it. In a simple way, decorating it. It has a festive, happy atmosphere.
The women majority, right?
Indeed. Yes. Somewhere between 60 to 70% from photos of the world that the devotees live in Beijing. Western style popular. Materialistic concept. Electric cars, transport. This is the street the temple is on. They had to put it away from everywhere else. So it's in a very industrial area. They go to a park every Sunday and just dance. It was winter in Beijing. There was only one tree that had leaves on it, and the leaves were plastic. This is like that. Look how happy they are in heaven for the cameras. There was a lot of construction going on in this particular area. They were building more and more houses. Because I preached in Hong Kong, in the even the trees are crowded with houses in the early 70s. So at that time, no one could have conceived that there would be thousands of devotees ever in China.
but Mahaprabhu, His mercy, and the sincere service desire of sincere devotees. So in one of I passed over my role to the younger generation here. It was the day before his 5th birthday. So who knows what he was in his last life? He likes the microphone, though. May these tender sprouts flourish and produce boundless fine fruits for Srila Prabhupada to offer to Krishna. What do you think? Who knows what's going to happen in the next 50 years, 100 years, 200 years? As people chant Hare Krishna.
Did you say thousands?
Did you hear
thousands?
Yeah, I said thousands. But considering there's 1,300,000,000 people in China, it's a relatively small amount of the population, but yet it's there, and it's probably safer at this point that it's little. That's my opinion. Okay, now there was one more. Shall I show? You may have seen this one already. This is one of the first ones I made, but I like it. Prayer to a storm-filled that's all water, by the way. And this is a color photo. And those are real clouds. May the storms of life evoke in mind Sri Vrindavan Dham during the monsoon. When Krishna-colored clouds billow in the sky, all Vrindavan, may all that comes in life, by the force of my fate, carry me closer to you, to your shelter, to your mercy. Consider, discriminate between real and false shelter. Discriminate between real and false pleasure. Discriminate, then wisely choose to firmly board the boat. Krishna's holy names. May the aspiring sadhu of my mind carefully heed these words and attain its desired shelter. Who has added body waste and factory waste to Sri Jamuna's holy waters? Who has stolen her strength? Changing nectar for short-lived electric power. What darkness. See what Kali has done to Yamuna Mai. Who is Vishakha Devi, dearly beloved of Sri Radha. Who is the daughter of the sun, the sister of death itself? Yet light may shine even within darkness. And devoted souls with simple faith still worship Yamuna Devi with lamps and flowers, taking Atsman at Kesinath. They faithfully sip her waters and gain sweet faith, happiness, and lightness of heart. By her mercy. Zamuna boat. Sins become virtues by the grace of this river. The waves gently worship Krishna's feet. During summer, the sweet breeze is cool, and during winter, peace descends as does her fog, drifting by boat. Her waters calm and soothe my raging mind. To be on the Yamuna River now. Flight over the Yamuna. May I fly forward in my service to you. May I not collide with others. Please, O Lord, may I not collide with others. For there, the Yamuna flows deep, unlimitedly deep. Don't go to Kesi Tirtha. For there, Govinda stands, a peacock feather atop his head. His youthful form charms. His eyes dance. Don't go to Kesi Tirtha. Place. For if you go, you may never return home. I have another idea. Now here, just to have everyone remember Vrindavan, we have some photos that we've taken. There's a total of 6 photos, different photos here. There's quite a few copies. Now, one of them is this one over here of Giriraj Govardhan. And this photo, all these photos have very specific individual and deep meanings. This one is Giriraj Govardhan, and it's a very special rock. And in Vrindavan, everything is a person. very, very special. Everything is personal. Ultimately, everything is personal. One photo here, very deep. Second photo is of Govanan Hill also. But if you look on top, what can you see? A tree, very, very good. What else can you see? You have to look very closely. Huh?
You have to look closely.
Under the tree on the left.
On the left over here, under the tree, there's a Nilgai who lives on Govanan Hill. So sometimes we have to look very, very closely. And we will see things very deeply. And more than we would have thought was ordinarily there. Now, the third photo is also of Govanan Hill, and it's pointing. There's a tree. Even a tree can point us in the right direction. So we want to go in the right direction, we can get direction. Don't worry. What was that? What number was that?
Four.
Was that three or four?
Three.
Number four. A Shelter Giving Tree by Giriraj Govindan. You need shelter, you can get shelter. Number five. Sri Radha, 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 Radha. Krishna's mercy, compassion and mercy is everywhere. Was that number five or number six?
Five.
Oh. Number six, the Yamuna. Many, many deep meanings can come from this. Now, we all meanings about the getting across to the other side by mercy, about being anchored and tied to one side, and maybe we want to be on the other side, or maybe we should be anchored to in the place to the right side. Now, we are going to distribute these mystical, deep photos. And everyone can have one, except some people. But I don't know which one you're going to get. But whatever one you get, you can be sure there's a very deep meaning attached to it for you. So if someone else gets one that you think you want, be happy with what you have. Okay, you can come and get it right now. Anyone who would like a wonderful photo of Vrindavan, just come and I'll give it to you. Yeah. Very deep meaning attached. Very deep meaning attached. And I'm not even looking. And I don't know which one you're going to get. Now you have to study it very carefully and very deeply, and then, and only then, you will understand the very deep meaning that is meant for you in Vrindavan. That was such a wonderful painting. Think about it very deeply. Oh, it jumped away, but hold on tightly. You have to hold on tightly to the mercy. Huh? Who? Oh. Now, which one is which for who? Everyone gets one but Venu. Wow. Did anyone not get one? Gopal didn't get one, that's true. But he got, you get one for your father. Because I gave him one before.
Sorry.
Oh no. Madhurya Leela, you should see the one that Samananda got. Okay, now who? I know there are some devotees that need to give one to someone else who's not here.
Yeah, Shili and Damir, yes, yes.
Huh?
Shili and Damir.
Leo also.
Okay, who will take it for Leo?
One more for.
Yeah.
I will take for Leo.
No, this is for Leo. Oh, yes, yes, for sure.
Norman Kay.
Huh?
Norman Kay.
There's four left. And
Norman Kay, no? He will take for Norman.
Yes, yes. This one's for Norm. And this one's for Karen. Now you have to know who belongs to who.
Karen
below.
Yeah, I'll see them on Friday.
Okay. And Tova?
Oh,
what to do? Oh, there's two. What to do? Huh? Yes.
Shabana Vidi Shverili.
And also, oh, Sava. So someone, who would like to make a copy of theirs? Because you can get copies and give it to Sava. And who else? We missed, there was someone who was... There were three...
Oh, it was...
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. That's two. There's so many devotees. And then there were three friends that Tova brought. And they should all get one. So that's four... Samananda, could you make another 10? Okay, some.
Only
10?
Yeah.
Make 15. No, there's 6, so make 18. Yes. Or 12, make 12. Okay. What picture did you get, Sundari? Let me see. Wow, let me see that. I want to see. Whoa. Do you like Giriraj Govardhan? I think Giriraj likes you too. Well, what did you get? What, can you read Sanskrit? Ram Prabhu will tell you what that says. Do you know what it says? Okay. Satya, did you get one too? What one did you get? A tree to hide behind and sit under. You know where that tree is? Next time you come to Vrindavan, I'll show you. Krishna willing. And did you get the same one that your mother got? Anyway, Krishna has his way of dealing and working everything out. And Odaya, what one did you get? very clear. Very clear. Okay. Good night. Hare Krishna.
Wasn't it nice to see all the devotees chanting in China? Fascinating. And wasn't it nice to visit Vrindavan? And wasn't it nice to visit Varshana? It's all nice in the association of devotees. Where's Kalindi? What one did you get, Kalindi? What to do? Well, thank you all.